Hello and welcome back to the J Fried Media Experience. My name is Justin.
And I'm Lana.
And this week we are going to talk about our writing processes and like what we think, like the process of us writing and stuff.
Coming
like that.
Up with characters, like
scripts, plots,
yeah.
All that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Super duper fun stuff.
Should I go first?
Yes.
Okay.
Go for it.
I think, like, looking back as far as humanly possible, I think I started writing in, like, fifth grade. I had this giant, like, five-subject notebook that I carried to school with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, I think I was attempting to write, like, a historical fiction first. And it was, like, not good. but, yeah, I would write, like, I started out by, I would put chapter one super big at the top. And then, like, each chapter would be, like, a page or two long. And I was so proud of myself, I'd take it to, like, my mom, and I'd be like, look. And she was like, wow, it's really good. And I was like, really? And I was like, I'm thinking about getting it published. And she's like, like, don't do that. But, yeah. I think that's, like, it's part of the reason I chose CDM as, like, a major.
Because
I've always wanted to be, like, a script writer.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't write an actual script until the second semester of my first year of college. So, like, less than a year ago.
Dang.
But, I had this thing where it's super embarrassing, but we're going to talk about it anyway.
Okay.
The way that I would come up with, like, my scenes and my characters and stuff
mm-hmm.
was, it was technically daydreaming, but, I would, like, insert myself in a scene and in my empty bedroom where no one else was around, I would act out each scene, and to myself, I'd be like, oh, that's cool, and, like, go and write that into my notebook. That's how most of my dialogue was made up, like, me just talking to myself.
Yeah.
Which, like, it's, I've been told it's, like, an actual mental disorder, though. Like, I think it's called, maladaptive daydreaming.
Maladaptive?
Yeah, I don't know what any of that means. But it's an actual, like, psychiatric disorder. But, like, I would come up with my characters, and in my head, I would picture them around me in the room.
Yeah.
And I would have conversations with them, and it was, like, it was daydreaming, yeah. But, I don't know.
I could see how that would help, like, putting yourself in the shoes of the character to,
mm-hmm.
like, it's like, write exactly how they feel and stuff like that.
The only thing that, like, was, I guess, a major problem, I mean, obviously I'm not continuing any of the stories that I started writing when I was younger, but I noticed later, like, reading everything, all of the characters, like, all of the main characters, when I would write it out and describe them, they were all me, just with different names. And I was like, yeah, can't use any of that, because I realized, like, the main character that I had for my failed historical fiction, she had light brown hair and blue eyes with my body type. And then, like, I noticed that another story that I wrote a couple years later, the main character had light brown hair and blue eyes and was my body type. And I was like, oh my god. And I thought that I was so creative. Well, that's the other thing. Like, my mom always told me that, like, everyone in my family, actually, they were like, oh, you're so creative. And then, I had an art teacher that was like, there are two types of people in life. There's the people that start out creative and stay creative, and then there's the people that lose their creativity as they get older. And I was always scared of losing my creativity, but now I realize that, like, I'm insane. And that's why I haven't lost mine. But I mean,
like, it's not like a bad insane though. It's like,
yeah, it helps.
Yeah, it's like,
it makes it easier for me to sit there and like picture the type of scenario that,
yeah, the like other thing, visually picturing,
yeah,
like, being in their shoes.
The other thing that I do, well, now that I'm older and less crazy, I will kind of like lay down and like close my eyes, and then I can perfectly picture like scene, like the setting and like costumes, like everything.
Right.
Like I can actually picture it all happening.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've told you this before, but everything that I've ever written, I still have like in my head, like every storyline that I've come up with. Like, really?
Like literally every time, like if I ever think of like a good or like a good like story or something, or like a good idea for a movie, I have to write it down because I will forget it.
No, I the first full length, like I started on my school computer in like ninth, like the first day of ninth grade, I started writing something, and like a month before the school year finished, I had 300 pages worth of material, and I had it on this flash drive, and I lost the flash, I don't know where it went, so all 300 pages of work is gone. But if I sat down tomorrow and started typing it out again, I could rewrite the whole thing.
Dang.
And
that's awesome though, like,
yeah,
you have, every like, stored in there,
every plot line that I've come up with. I mean, like, at first when I'm trying to figure out like where I want to go with it, and like I'll make like different bullet points of stuff that I want to hit when I'm telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the only time I write it down, is when I'm trying to figure out like where I want to go with it. But after that, like, once, right, I have a plot line in my head, it's there.
Right.
For literally everything that I've ever written. Which is like, that's another thing, when we were starting to write the scripts, like, I have very specific shots in my head. So when we go to film it, I'll tell you exactly how I want it to look.
Yeah.
Because I, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I put, like, notes in my scripts. Like, a script that I wrote in my senior year of high school,
mm-hmm,
my bowling video that I made,
mm-hmm,
I had the whole script as a two column script, like video and audio, like two columns, and then like, you know, like you're like write everything out and stuff. So I would have, I have my script, like I still have it on Google Docs and stuff, and like I would make like comments. I would highlight over like a, yeah, certain part, mm-hmm, and then I would like comment like idea for like a shot or something. Like I would write it out, mm-hmm, like exactly like camera placement, and then like something, or like pan this way, tilt, like whatever,
yeah, yeah,
like camera movement, stuff like that. And the one shot that I did, I put the guy that I shot it with, Alex, I trusted him to throw the, I put the camera like right at the line of the lane, and he threw it over the camera, the bowling ball over the camera, and he,
that
was,
would have made me so nervous.
Yeah, yeah, all of us were.
It's like, what if he accidentally drops it? Like,
exactly.
Wee bowling, he drops it straight down.
He kept saying that, and I was like, no, do not say that. I trust you. You got this. Like, throw it over, you know? Like, not at, or don't, oh, like, drop your wrist or something. But, yeah, like, that really helps. And I just got this new software called Final Draft, and which also has like script notes, it's called, and like just, okay, like general notes that you can like it tells you like what part of the script it's at. It has like the page number and like,
yeah,
you can set like the different categories of the script notes. So like I made like alternate shots or like what was the other? It was like alternate shots and some other category. I forget
Okay.
what it was, but yeah, like writing, like physically writing your shots out in that on the script or like anything like helps a lot. At least for me, you know. So.
The way that I've looked at it so far is like, since it's so specific in my head, I feel like trying to describe it by like writing what I'm picturing isn't gonna work. So like when it comes time to actually shoot it, like it'll be easier to like show you exactly what I'm thinking.
But that's when storyboards come into place.
True.
Because you can like draw like you can crudely draw like a storyboard, like you can use stick figures and
Yeah.
like that's what my storyboards always look like. Like
It doesn't have to be like
literally. No. Doesn't have to be fancy, it just has to like get the point across.
What about characters? How do you come up with like character names?
I just usually like think of like just names like I usually try and think of a name that's like not that like fits what like you know how some names like sound like they don't fit or like some names sound like I don't know like I don't know
I've always been super like uptight about that. When I first started writing, when it was like actual like narrative, I have always used the same website, and it's a random name generator. And you can pick off of the list like what nationality you want, so you get like a very specific like type of name.
Okay, right.
And then it gives you the option if you want to do like just the first name, or if you want a middle name and then a random last name. And then you can also do whether you want it to be, I think it's masculine, feminine, and then there's like a unisex.
None,
Yeah.
yeah, non-binary.
So I've literally always used that. But I can't just name them something. It's always been like naming a child.
Yeah.
Where
Well,
like
right, because it's a character that like you created, so it's in a way like kind of
Yeah. And if at any point in time I always like, if I didn't feel like that name fit, I've changed it.
Yeah.
So
Well, yeah, exactly.
that's the other thing though. I cannot start writing until I have a title.
Yeah.
I don't know like what it is, like I can't just start writing something.
Yeah.
It has to
Like
have like a title before.
I definitely feel that, but I mean
Like I'll have the whole plot line in my head, but like physically I cannot start right. Like I'll sit there on the blank, on a blank page with a little thing just, you know.
Just blinking away, just mocking you,
Yeah.
like, yeah. When are you gonna start writing,
Oh,
huh?
you mean to? Yeah, no, like if there's no title, it's not happening. But I was also super weird when I was young. I found a website where I could print out character sheets, and I would go through and fill them out, and it would be like backstory, their name,
Like super,
age,
super in
height,
depth,
weight,
yeah.
eye color, face shape, like a whole bunch, like everything. And that's how I built
Your
my
favorite
characters.
food,
Yeah.
favorite color.
Yes. Yeah. And then whenever I'd be writing, I'd go back and reference my character sheets. And like I had a bind, I only stopped doing this last year. Like I would be like I had that notebook that I was showing you of the story idea that I was like handwriting out.
Right.
I had a binder that went with that, with all of my character sheets, and my roommates would look at me weird because I would whip this binder out and a notebook, and they'd be like, "Oh, schoolwork?" And I'm like, "No." I'm just sitting there with this like super organized, elaborate system for me to write. And I mean, it kind of made me look good because it looked like I was doing homework, even though, like, I was more focused on that than actual schoolwork. But Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame you. I'd rather write than do schoolwork anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know.
I mean,
Schoolwork is important. I'm not saying that's not.
when I, since I've spent so many years writing in the like story t like narrative like book format, during my script writing class, the transition over into like script format was really hard. And now, since I've been using that for like our projects and like classes and stuff, it's been like I tried writing in like book format again
It's hard.
the other week, and transitioning back, I was like, oh man, because like writing in book format, you get to use more descriptive detail and stuff than script writing. So like having to sit there and describe exactly what I'm picturing in my head is a lot harder than I thought it was. All right, so we're going to transition over into Lana's Entertainment of the Week now. And this week, I think we're going to focus on, I think it would be categorized as like psychological thrillers. Well, just psychological. So the movie that I've chosen, I believe, is on Netflix. I think both of them are on Netflix this week, actually. But the movie is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. It
That's
has,
quite a name.
yes, oh, it's so good though. It's got Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet in it. And basically, it follow they're a couple in the movie, and it follows like their relationship. And I think, if I remember correctly, things ended really, really badly between the two of them. So Kate Winslet's character goes, and I guess it would be considered an operation, but she has every memory of Jim Carrey's character wiped from her mind. And then he can't figure out why she doesn't remember him. And then he goes to the same doctor that she went to, and then he goes to get the same thing done to him to get her memory wiped from his head. And it's so good. It's a 2004 movie, but they did a really good job.
And what's it called again?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
And what's the
And
other movie? Or
TV show? The TV show?
the
The TV show is also on Netflix. This one, I always mess up the name because I can't pronounce it right, but it's called Maniac or Ma Manny Maniac. Anyway, this one has Emma Stone and Jonah Hill in it. And it's kind of like the same thing where it's like, I think the best way to describe it is it's like a psychology study that they enter themselves as test subjects where if they complete the experiment, they get like a cash reward or something like that. And I mean, it's several episodes, but you watch as their two characters grow closer together, but then you're trying to figure out like it's kind of the same concept as Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, where they're going into this experiment to like rid themselves of a bad memory. And I mean, I like ugly cried at the end, but it is so good. Like, the way that it's put together, the imagery, all of it, it's really good. So they're both on Netflix.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So on that note, we are going to call it here. So if you have made it this far, thank you very much for listening. It really means a lot to us.
It really does.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Go follow us on Instagram at jfreedmedia and subscribe on YouTube on
The same name.
yep, same name. And yeah, we will see everybody next week.
Peace.
All right. See you guys.